com.
In your mind, I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Your questions, your comments, if you'd like to go to our Facebook or our Twitter, you can get there by going to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to be with What's on Your Mind.
Brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Find out more about them at ndfb.org. I had a listener come to me last night saying, hey, you know what? Until I heard about the fact that membership in the North Dakota Farm Bureau is a way for me to save bucks, I was not a member. And now I am. So thank you very much for doing that. When there's all kinds of saving opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances, membership has its benefits. So find out more about everything the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer. As they say, we're all in this together. And they want to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. And as well, the 27,000-plus members across the state, folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, schools, roads, safety, economic progress, they are a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. ndfb.org, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau, bringing you today's What's on Your Mind program. Is it a good thing or a bad thing that we have three of the top 25 coldest cities in America, do you think?
Keeps the riffraff out, right?
Well, that's what I used to think until Leith, North Dakota popped onto the radar and the latest effort down there. I don't know if we can say that anymore, Steve. We have some riffraff.
A little frostbite never hurt anybody, right?
You know, I actually am fine with this. I think it's kind of fun. We're you know, it builds character. We're a hardy bunch. It's nothing new. I think there was a time when we all sort of bristled a little bit at the cold stories.
Well, those of us that live here, we embrace it. We do. It's because what else are you going to do?
Well, yeah. But I'm saying from the standpoint of putting the best face forward of North Dakota to folks in the other 49 states, if the conversation starts with cold, you know, you end up saying, well, really, isn't that, you know, I always say, here's my answer when people ask me that from other, you know, well, how do you live in that cold? I say there's 5 days a year. You count on one hand the amount of times in a year where you go, this is stupid. Otherwise, it's within spitting distance of, you know, a lot of places in the Midwest. That's my take. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, more or less. And I've lived out of state for a while.
Mr. Weiner about Grand Forks' weather?
Hey, growing up around there, that's the armpit of the state of North Dakota for weather. But I will say this. I want to know what the criteria for this was. Because where's the International Falls of the world? some of those northern Minnesota places, which I know are colder than here, but you don't have the wind chill as much. You do have the temperatures, you know, factoring in wind chill, factoring all the other things that go into this, and when you start looking at number one, though, Fairbanks, Alaska, look at the high, the highest temperature, the average high. All right,
the average winter temp is minus six. That's their average winter temp.
And look at the high. That's for
48.
Yeah, 48 for the summer. That's the average summer temp.
March they get that every year. Days with snow, 38% of their days with snow. Number two is Grand Forks, with an average winter temp of 14.8.
I'll agree with that.
Days with snow, 47%. Bismarck's number three.
See, I don't agree with that one. How can Bismarck be ahead of Fargo?
It is.
Because there's two lines of demarcation in this state. Well, three, technically, for weather. If you live in the valley, over in the eastern part of the state, you know the line is about Hillsborough. North, you get more snow. It's much colder. South, Fargo, it's a little bit warmer, less snow. Then as you go east to west, there's a line about Jamestown that there's a little change in the weather. As you get up out of the valley, start getting a little bit of elevation.
You can't argue with the list.
And then you get to Bismarck.
You're arguing with the list.
Bismarck is the beginning of the banana belt.
Bismarck's three, Fargo's four, then Watertown, South Dakota, five, Aberdeen, number six, Laramie, Wyoming, seven, Sioux Falls is eight, Duluth is nine, and Butte and Silver Bow, Montana Round out the top 10. Rochester at 11. Sioux City, Iowa, 12. You're getting a pattern here? Bozeman, 13. Then we're back to Alaska. Wasilla was at 14.
And my sister lives there. She says it's cold.
Took till number 15 to get out east. Newport, Vermont made number 15. But anyway, here's my question. I mean, with everything happening in North Dakota, we are the envy of the rest of the country. We are an island of prosperity surrounded by a malaise. So you know what? Is it cold here? You bet. And so what? I don't think it's any big deal. I think there was a time we were sort of trying to mask reality when it comes to the perception of North Dakota being cold. Because I don't think when the first phrase people think about when they hear North Dakota, I think they think about energy production. I think they think about, prosperity, lowest unemployment rate, a lot of great things.
To me, the defining difference is in why we can handle this is because we've got the sunshine. And I've lived in Portland, Oregon twice. And I hate the winters out there. You go 4 or 5 months without seeing the sun, and it is brutal.
So it's cold, but we got sun. You're okay with it.
And every time I've moved back, here's how I've always answered this. My friends are like, how can you move back? It's so cold there. It's winter. It's brutal. Blah, 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 blah. But it's dry. And every time I come back, it's like, yeah, but you know what? The sun is shining, and it's 75 degrees in my truck with the heater on. I don't care. I can see the sun. That's, to me, That's I'm good with that, as long as I can see the sun.
800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind, would you? 701-258-0550. John in Grand Forks. Did you hear Steve Bakken call Grand Forks the armpit of North Dakota weather? John, did you hear that?
Yes, and I totally agree with that. And if you'd let me take a minute and put my tinfoil hat on, I'll tell you why I think this is.
Well, in Grand Forks, it's a toque.
And then after I tell you, people can call in and say if either I'm crazy or nuts or whatever, or normal or nuts. Now, during the wintertime, if you look at a national weather map of temperatures, they usually have different colors. And quite often, the darkest color that depicts the coldest is a strip up the Red River Valley, quite often. And my theory on that is warm air, hot air rises. Now, Grand Forks, if you go to about Michigan, North Dakota, and then you drive to Mentor, Minnesota, you've got over a 300-foot drop in elevation. So that's why it's the coldest, and that's why we have flood problems too, of course. So that's my theory.
All right, we'll see if anybody agrees or disagrees with your theory. Thanks for sharing, John. Appreciate it. Dan Streeter, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I moved here from California 4 years ago, so I've been through a couple of them bad winters. And all my friends go like, what the heck are you thinking? So my answer is North Dakota is cold weather, warm hearts.
Oh, there you go.
I love it.
And just like
and a lot
said,
of and a lot of jobs, a lot of jobs yeah. You could add too, Dan. Yeah.
Well, as Mark Twain once said, the coldest winter he ever spent was summer in San Francisco. And that's where I'm from.
How's the pheasant population looking around Streeter, Dan?
Actually, it's not too bad. I got an open invite to Steve there. Bring his dog out. I'm heading out tomorrow, and I just I'm blading along here, and I just scared up a couple of roosters, so. You know, it's not
you mark those spots for me, and I'll be there. You mark those spots, and I'll bring the dogs out there. You don't mind if I bring Dick Cheney along, do you?
Hey, bring him along. The more the merrier, I guess.
All right, got to invite him. Yeah. I'm a little remiss. I didn't invite him to come pheasant hunting.
Good to hear from you. Appreciate it. Mark Grand Forks. Somebody else that might want to push up against your label of Grand Forks, I hope. Mark, go ahead.
Yes, you probably recall Charlene Nelson led the effort to abolish property taxes in North Dakota, the Measure 2.
Yep.
She's now considering another measure to do the very same thing, and she held an informational meeting last week that I went to. I hope you can give me a couple of minutes here to share some info with the public.
You got a minute. Use
oh,
it well.
Minute. Okay. Well, she reminded us that we've had two buy-downs of property taxes that equal about $850 million, and that, of course, is really not a reduction of taxes. Taxes is just robbing Peter to pay Paul. because they've got to get that buy-down money from somewhere, and it's always tax dollars, as we know. And she said that then the buy-downs are kind of seen by the school districts as a blank check, because we see here in Grand Forks now the school district is increasing their budget by over 20%. And one of the people attending the meeting was Elliot Glassheim, a state legislator, and Charlene had mentioned that $1 billion was taken out of the school trust fund and put into a strategic fund, and Elliot said that this is constitutionally protected money and that this was unconstitutional, and Charlene agreed. So here we have $1 billion unconstitutionally taken out of the school trust fund and put into a strategic fund. And one of the things they're funding with that is a state surveillance drone program. Hello? Sounds like another little bit of constitutional.
Uh-huh. Mark, thanks for the call. You got 90
You're
seconds.
You're onto something, Mark. Good job.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hennem with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Youngevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 28, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,352.70. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,401.52, $700.76 for a half ounce, or $350.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,401.52, $700.76, and $350.38.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, why do farmers tile fields?
Tiling is a process where a plastic pipe with tiny holes is buried in the field about 3 feet deep. Farmers don't tile to drain wetlands and hurt the environment. Actually, quite the opposite. Tiling is good for the environment. If you have a 2-inch rain and your ground is already saturated, none of the water sinks in. It just runs off, carrying soil, nutrients, and any crop protection products that may have been applied. That's not good for the wetland, the downstream neighbor, the farmer, or the environment. When farmers tile, excess moisture can be taken away safely. In fact, water coming out of a tiled field can be drinking water quality.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Love those segments. Asking the question, why farmers do what they do, and welcome your questions. We're getting some great ones from the audience. ndfb.org, just the Contact Us page. Put your question in there, and we'll add it to the list of those we ask. John in Steele, North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. How's things in Steele today?
Not bad. I'm actually just a little north of Steele, headed south on Highway 3. I heard you talk about 75 degrees in your car, and you can see the sun, and you're okay with that?
Yeah, I think it was Steve's line, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that there is a sunrise-sunset table? On every day of the year, year after year, the sun rises and sets at the same time. And if you add up the minutes and hours from sunset to sunrise, disregarding cloud cover, the state that gets the most annual hours of sunshine is the one that we're all three sitting in.
Is that right?
Yes. Florida has the sunshine state, but we just let them believe that. That's all.
See, this is the kind of ammunition we need when these stupid surveys that come out and say, America's coldest cities, you know, three of the top five, blah, blah, blah. So
absolutely. North Dakota gets more annual hours of sunshine than any other state.
That is a great tidbit, John. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Made my day. I'm going to smile a little more thinking about all that sunshine we're going to have all winter long. Love it, love it, love it. Bill in Sheldon, Minnesota, what is on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, it's Felton, Minnesota, actually.
Oh, Felton. I know where Felton is. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. It said Sheldon on my screen, so I apologize. But anyway,
okay.
Felton, Minnesota it is, Bill. Go ahead.
I do not agree with this Greg Cobb out here in North Dakota, but I think he's small potatoes. What we need to be worrying about is the Muslims who are invading our country.
You know, well, we asked a question on our Facebook page about the three camps we sort of hear from folks as far as opinions on the newest residents of Leith and their extremist racist views. And one is, you know, disagree with them, but they have a right to their opinion. The other is throw the book at them, do whatever, every tool you can possibly get, city council, whatever. And the other is love your neighbor. And we had a call that's prompted some other calls that we're going to get to in a moment here as well. But someone made the point that you're making. Scott said, I disagree with him, but he does have a right to his opinion. If we can run him out of town for his radical beliefs, why can't we run Muslims out of here too? Now, I think we probably should clarify, because you're talking about radical Islamists. You're talking about folks that the folks that would be in the Sharia law camp that come here to say, you know, death by sword. Correct, Bill? I hope.
Yes. Well, I put them all in the same camp. I don't want none of them here.
You don't want peace-loving Muslims here?
No, I don't like even the way they dress. They're not American-type people. Get them out of here.
But you understand that would, you know, I could take your comments and the comments of Craig Cobb, and while his is obviously, you know, related to anybody that's not white, yours is related to anybody that's Muslim. There wouldn't be a lot of daylight between the two of you in views that I think fairly could be called racist, Bill.
Well, stop letting them come in. We're bringing them in, they're invading us.
Well, again, when you say they, are you talking about law-abiding citizens that have a different religion than you?
Oh, yeah. Have you read their Quran?
I have, and spent a lot of time talking about that in the program, especially post 9/11. And obviously, there are people that twist that. But where I think you need to be very careful, Bill, is separating the two, because I completely agree with you. For instance, the amount of activity going on at mosque, where they use the cloak of religious freedom to plot and plan attacks. There's where we ought to focus our ire, not at people that are of a different religion but are here peacefully, because, you know, all of a sudden, you know, where's that line going to stop? Bill, appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Am I wrong? Or is Bill, you know, very close to Craig Cobb-like views, just with a different bias? I think he is. All right, let's take this call that had a response to an earlier call that said, people, you might not like old Craig Cobb. You might think that that's evil, but you're you need to love him. Here's a response.
Yeah, I just wanted to do a little rebuttal there to that caller that called in about love your neighbor. You know, I'm a Christian as well, and I love my neighbor as myself. But I would ask just one question of that caller. Christ came to earth for the sinners, for the poor, for the downtrodden, but he also stood against evil. Now, you know, I'd like to ask that caller, what do you think Christ would do if he was face-to-face with Hitler? Would he embrace him? And do you think Hitler is in heaven? You know, forgiveness requires something on our part. Forgiveness requires repentance. And I doubt very seriously whether Hitler was repentant. And this guy Cobb stands for everything that Hitler stood for. You know, murdering men, women, and children because of their race by the millions. Now, you know, I'm not the best Bible scholar in the world, but I am absolutely sure that Hitler and everything he represents and this guy Cobb is not the light of the world. Therefore, we must fight against the darkness, this age. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
You know, I really appreciate the passion of this audience on both sides of this issue. It's fascinating to listen to. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's get Jeff in here quickly before the break. Jeff in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, guys. To get back to that last caller about killing innocent women and children, our government does drone strikes over in the Middle East to kill one person at a wedding party, and they kill women and children by the droves. That's our Zionist government. And another thing with this other guy with the Muslims, he's right. The multiculturalism is one of the protocols of the elders of Zion, and you guys should read that because there's a lot of nasty stuff in the Talmud and the Torah. And for people that don't know what those religious books are, they are the religious documents of the Jewish faith. And they chastise and downgrade Christians every chance they get in them two documents.
Jeff, you made a number of points there, but the first one I would take exception with. I mean, obviously, to me, casualties of war, when you're trying to take out a terrorist that is hiding among innocent women and children, they're the ones to blame, not the people that are protecting and defending the United States. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room. Information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
You on the Grand Forks being the coldest spot. That was 25 miles west. And you need to check out Rolla and Langdon. I think they're way colder than Grand Forks. Bye.
All right. You know, a little pushback against Steve today on saying Grand Forks was the armpit of North Dakota when it comes to weather. He was quick to say weather, but it's prompted a lot of Grand Forks pushback today. And that caller says, hey, what about Rolla? What about Langdon? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 to tell us what's on your mind. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk with the president and the CEO of Alliance Pipeline. They're just wrapping up an announcement on the completion of the new Tioga Lateral Pipeline, so we'll get an update on. It's a little pipeline with a big impact, and we'll tell you why coming up here in a minute. Steve, by the way, had to run to an appointment, so you got me solo for the remainder of the program. Let's go to Bob and Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
My wife has worked for the medical system here in Bismarck for the last 12 years, and she has worked with Muslim doctors, and they're the most kind and caring and very professional. We should be grateful that they're here. They've saved a lot of people. And I would vote that they have done a lot for us. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you have to be very, very careful comments like why can't we run the Muslims out of here? Now again, I hope when people say that they're talking about individuals within the Muslim religion that would be fairly called radical Islamists, right? That twist that religion into one of what we saw on 9/11, and differentiate that. And that's why I was having some pushback with Bill and Felton there to say, wait a minute, how are you any different than Craig Cobb here, for crying out loud? Scott, Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scotty. I met a trucker from Saskatchewan about 8 years ago, and there's a lot of Arabs driving truck up there. I've trucked a lot of Canada. You get by Detroit on 75, you see them by the groves. A few days before 9/11, he didn't realize this till hindsight, but he didn't see many Arabs in the trucks on the highways. The day before, he didn't see hardly any. The day of 9/11, he didn't see one Arab out trucking in Canada. Now, this is a fact. They all knew it was going to happen. Them Arabs got into a truck stop where they have driver's lounges with big-screen TVs. They got checked into hotels or they got home because they knew it was going to happen, and they were watching CNN because they knew it was going to happen.
But this is, let me just ask you to imagine how an operation like that would work. So in other words, I don't know if we had to take out I don't know what the population of you use the term Arabs. Okay, so
yes, sir.
People of Arab descent in North America, how many there are? Millions and millions, obviously. That somehow there was an operation like that they all knew this was going to happen on 9/11 in advance, and that we didn't find out about that it was just the world's best kept secret? That sounds crazy.
No, I don't, Scott. But that those doctors the other fellow mentioned, they're probably not practicing Muslims. But the ones that are practicing, they go into their halls and they knew it was going to happen. Now, Scott, a lot of talk show hosts will say, because I listen to a lot of talk radio, all the peace and loving ones. I understand that, but they all talk show hosts say that. I mean, if you want to get real, they knew it was going to happen.
But Scott, what I'm pushing back against is they. You know, the term they. If they means people that share the ideology of 9/11 hijackers and, Osama bin Laden, I'm with you on they, okay? I'm with you. But what I'm saying is that doesn't represent everybody that would consider themselves of the Muslim religion, and it's dangerous to suggest that because that's Craig Cobb in a different extreme. That'll be you and I in a different extreme. And that's where I vehemently push back against that.
But you know, I'm white, and half my friends are Spanish Americans. I'm not prejudiced. I'm just factual information, hardcore truth. And there's nothing that can't solve the issue. I can't, you know, convince you. But I'm not with you as far as the few that are so nice. I can't.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate the call, Brad. Another Grand Forks call. I think Grand Forks wins the prize today for most calls, most pins on the map on What's in Your Mind. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, Scott. This whole issue with Muslims versus Craig Cobb and all this kind of stuff, I think what we need to recognize, you know, the one caller talked about, have you ever read the Quran? Well, yeah, I have, and it does say they're supposed to kill the infidels or whatever. But if you've read the Old Testament of the Holy Bible, there's actually a section in there that talks about dissolving all of the marriages between various races. So if you read the Old Testament and take it at its absolute, total, literal interpretation, then white people shouldn't be allowed to marry black people, and Jews shouldn't be allowed to marry Palestinians, and Norwegians shouldn't be allowed to marry Germans, and all this kind of silly stuff like that. And so what you have to do is when you look at the Bible, you have to take it as a literal truth, but you also have to take that some of it was written in a very specific cultural time. And I think some of that is true with the Quran, and to lump all of them in and say, I've met some Muslims that are some of the nicest, most caring people, and were just as outraged and just as shocked and just as horrified by 9/11 as any, you know, red-blooded American.
I have too, Brad, and completely agree with you. Appreciate the call and the comment. Don, Watford City, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Hi there.
Hello, sir.
Well, I used to think a lot like that, too. I'm a loving person and care about my country. But when you look at the track record of incidences with the Muslim race and over there, over here, you name it, they're quite intrusive. And they've stated they want to take over the world. That's part of their doctrine. And
Radical Islamists have, right? I mean, there is without question, I'm not trying to deny, there is a large contingent of flat-out evil among radical Islamists. What I'm trying to do is differentiate here between saying anybody of that religion is an enemy versus, a sect of that religion, that what I would call the radical Islamists, that are doing what you're talking about, Don. That's all I'm trying to draw a line.
Well, okay, but collectively, you're putting a separation in there. There is the radical, which we don't want them here, but then there's the pacifist, and I really don't want them here either, strictly because how do you differentiate one from the other by looking at them or listening to them? You can't. They surprise you. It's like being in Vietnam. You can see a little kid walking down the street and think good thoughts about him. He turns around and throws a grenade on you.
All right. Well, but we've managed as the United States of America for generations to have this melting pot of folks that we agree and disagree with and get through that, you know. And I think what you're describing is a different America than we've gotten to in this point. I do not dismiss the radicals in any way, shape, or form. And I worry, quite honestly, about the danger of political correctness preventing us from going after those of any religion, any belief set that mean to do us harm. But we do have to draw a line. Got to go, Don, but I appreciate your call. I want to talk about a big bit of news today on the completion of the new Tioga Lateral Line by Alliance Pipeline. The president and CEO Terrence Kurtrick is on the phone with us to talk about that big news today. Just announced moments ago. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Terrence, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. Really appreciate it.
Now, this is an 80-mile pipeline, but as pipelines go, and you're in the pipeline business, you can tell me better than that. It's not a big pipeline, but it has a big impact, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it's 126 million cubic feet a day, and that's pretty substantial. When you think of it in terms of the pipe's capacity, North Dakota right now is producing just over a billion cubic feet a day, so this is just a capacity of about 12% of that. That in combination with another lateral, the Prairie Rose pipeline, which is also tied into our Alliance mainline, accounts for roughly a quarter of the total amount of gas that's produced in North Dakota. So you're right, it's a pretty substantial project that we announced today, and the completion is something we're very proud of.
And one issue we hear about again and again and again is the amount of truck traffic, and that's the thing I think people always miss on pipelines. Unfortunately, a lot of the one half of 1% that go bad get a lot of the attention, but the positive impacts do not. What would you say would be the biggest impact? Would it be in the reduction of truck traffic as a result of this?
Well, one of the interesting things about the Alliance pipeline system is that we transport both natural gas and natural gas liquids together in dense phase. So it's the only natural gas pipeline in North America that does that. So the natural gas liquids, which in some cases are trucked away from other deep cut facilities, don't get trucked away if people are coming to our pipe. So there's the elimination of the natural gas liquid trucking that's associated with this lateral.
And, can you quantify that? Is that a significant amount of truck traffic that would be reduced as a result of this this added infrastructure?
It's a difficult one for me at the top of my head. I would have to go back and do some math on that one.
But you've got this thing connected in such a way that obviously it's you can offload on trains, you get it to market. There's multiple benefits here, right?
Well, there are multiple benefits. We don't involve any kind of trains at all in this. So this is strictly natural gas and the natural gas liquids that are associated with it. So unlike the crude and those lines, we don't have any rail infrastructure associated with this project.
By the way, pipelines are significantly safer than trains, are they not?
Yeah, pipelines have got a very good safety record, and in fact, with respect to Alliance in particular, we have never had in the history of the company an unplanned incident. So it's something that's a fundamental tenet to the organization. We take safety and the protection of the public very, very seriously, and it has proven to be a very safe and reliable mode of transport.
$170 million project that started in October of 2012. Newly constructed and commissioned a pipeline that runs from an existing Hess plant, gas processing facility near Tioga, and ties in the existing Alliance main line near Sherwood, North Dakota. And you actually cut the ribbon today, or what did you?
Well, I guess maybe we cut a virtual ribbon, if you will. So, certainly had the announcement today with the benefit of the governor and representatives from the North Dakota Petroleum Commission Hess Corporation as well.
And is it literally up and running as we speak?
The pipe has been commissioned, and we'll be moving more gas as the Hess plant comes on stream.
We're talking today with the president and CEO of Alliance Pipeline. Terrence Kurtrick is with us today on the program. We'll talk a little bit more after a timeout here at the break. And we have to get another North Dakota Ag Minute in here for you and continue our conversation. Alliance Pipeline President and CEO on a big day today, the completion of that new Tioga Lateral Pipeline with some nice impacts. More on that after this timeout. This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hanlon, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 with your calls, questions, comments.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Sanker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother, Wayne Anker, have legacy steel buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bach and Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the question you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your question.
Don, why do farmers tile fields?
Tiling is a process where a plastic pipe with tiny holes is buried in the field about 3 feet deep. Farmers don't tile to drain wetlands and hurt the environment. Actually, quite the opposite. Tiling is good for the environment. If you have a 2-inch rain and your ground is already saturated, none of the water sinks in. It just runs off, carrying soil, nutrients, and any crop protection products that may have been applied. That's not good for the wetland, the downstream neighbor, the farmer, or the environment. When farmers tile, excess moisture can be taken away safely. In fact, water coming out of a tiled field can be drinking water quality.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
ndfb.org, your future, your state, your farm bureau. They bring you What's on Your Mind. Continuing our conversation now with the Alliance Pipeline President and CEO, Terrence Kirkrick, who just wrapped up a celebration of the completion of the Alliance Pipeline project. They call it the Tioga Lateral at the state capitol today. The governor has issued a press release today saying the state-of-the-art pipeline will help us reduce flaring, add value to our natural resources, and support our nation's energy security. Let's talk about the flaring issue a little bit. I mean, obviously, nobody likes to see a natural resource being burned off as a product of the oil being much more valuable and just the speed at which things are happening. But projects like this are ultimately where we solve the flaring issue. Right, Terrence?
Oh, that's correct. You know, I think that it's fair to say that flaring is a complicated issue, but a project of this nature is a significant piece of the puzzle to get that problem resolved.
And who's your customers? Where does this go? You're adding, obviously, significantly to the takeaway capacity. That helps the flaring issue here. Who's on the other end of the receiving line of the products coming out of North Dakota?
Right. So just to be really clear, we're just the transporter. We don't own the product and we don't sell the product at the other end. We're just the transporter of it for a fee. The pipeline terminus is at the Aux Sable-Shanahan gas plant just outside of Chicago.
So, yeah, again, so, you know, in this case, you provide for the folks that are you allow this commerce to happen, right, from the folks that have it to the folks that need it. What do they do with it? I mean, this is the interesting thing. I think that folks sometimes miss. We think natural gas, we think heating our homes, but all those things about you and what you're putting in your pipeline, isn't it?
Sure, for sure. So the natural gas, the methane itself, is what is used to heat a lot of people's homes. Of course, it also powers a lot of power plants, creates electricity that we also use. The other natural gas liquids, the ethane itself, in some cases, is cracked into plastics through ethane and ethylene crackers. The propane, I think most people are familiar what happens with propane, and the butane itself is used as a blending agent, as well as being burnt in some other places. The condensate, the pentanes plus that comes out of that primarily is being used as a diluent and as a fuel blending agent.
And, you know, this is obviously a new one, as we mentioned, and a significant one, but you have about 2,300 miles total of pipeline that delivers natural gas from Western Canada and the Williston Basin to processing facilities and other market connections based, for instance, in Chicago. Talk about the natural gas market a little bit. I mean, obviously, price is something everybody always talks about, the price being so low, but you're investing a lot of money. We're talking about, you know, in this one alone, a pretty significant chunk of change. You know, $170 million, which, you know, since October 2012 in this project alone. What's the market like? What do you see the market with the prices as low as they are?
Well, I think Alliance is very much alongside the people of North Dakota. We're very bullish on the state. We're bullish on the state's energy development. The distinction between our pipeline is that it's carrying rich natural gas that's got those natural gas liquids along with it. And North Dakota is fortunate in that a lot of the production here is of that type. It's very rich in natural gas liquids. The big distinction being, of course, that while natural gas prices are certainly low in terms of historical standards, the natural gas along with the natural gas liquids is actually a significant amount more valuable.
And can you give me a percentage on that? You know, in other words, once you do add the phanes in there and all the byproducts, I mean, you know.
Sure. So,
in other words, is there more value in the byproduct than there is in the you know what we traditionally think of in heating our homes?
Sure. Well, you know, the markets are volatile. I'll certainly say that, and it can change from day to day. But it's not uncommon that someone would see that they'd have 50% more value if they've got the natural gas liquids in their stream than without.
Interesting. And the new and innovative part here is that you're doing both. You're putting both in the same pipeline.
That's correct. So the Alliance Pipeline is the only one in North America that transports, in a transmission sense, anything that's some significant distance and significant volume, where we transport in a dense phase the natural gas and natural gas liquids.
And in a half a minute or so, I mean, obviously we can't get into the technical side of this. Well, how do you do that? What's new and innovative? You know, what kind of technology allows you to do that?
Well, it takes a little bit of good, careful engineering and design at the get-go. And so the pipe itself is designed to operate with a thicker wall. So the specification is a thicker wall, and we operate at a little bit higher pressure than normal. And then we've got some very good telemetry along the line, and we track the ground temperature, and we track the flow rates very carefully and the pressures in the system. So fundamentally, we're able to compress the gas and the gas liquids together to keep it in that dense phase.
Fascinating. And sign of progress. just an immense amount of innovation going on in the great state of North Dakota. Terrence Kirchrick, we thank you very much for the time. Alliance Pipeline President and CEO on that new Tioga lateral pipeline going from Tioga and the Hess plant all the way to Sherwood, North Dakota. 80 miles with a whole lot of impact. Folks, God bless you. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow right here. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.